Friends by Mail, A Dose of Vitamin L. One day, I was reading the March 2010 issue of The Friend, and I came to the story Vitamin L. After I read the story, I told my family about it, and I made my own Vitamin L jar. I know having the jar has made a difference in my family. I am so happy when The Friend comes to my home, and I love to read it. Thank you for The Friend. Maddie J., age 11, Utah.
Better than lullabies. I was having a hard time falling asleep at night. My mom decided to play a CD of primary songs. Listening to the music made me feel peaceful, and I was able to fall asleep. I started to listen to the songs every night. Pretty soon, I knew the words to all of the songs. Sometimes I sing these songs during the day. Singing them makes me feel happy. Payson D., age 6, Utah.
Family Home Evening with the Friend. Thank you for your great family home evening ideas. We used our stuffed animals to act out the story that President Dieter F. Uchtdorf shared in the February Friend about John Roy Moyle. Our friends were with us, and together we made homemade ice cream and our own banner of faithfulness. We had a great time. Emily and Catherine M., ages 10 and 8, California.
Sharing my grandparents. Last year, my grandparents told me they would be away for 3 years while they served a mission. My mom read me a story from the July 2009 Friend called Sharing Grandma. It helped me learn that even though my grandparents would miss their home and their grandchildren, they are following the prophet by serving a mission. I am grateful to have family members that set a good example for me. Maisie S., age 4, Oklahoma.
End of Friends by Mail.